So what does a man who lives and breathes food practically 24 hours a day have on his Christmas table? A good bottle of wine with a straw, you say? Well, maybe, but the man I'm talking about is the renowned British food writer, Nigel Slater. Nigel, welcome.
Lynn, hello. Hello.
So, Nigel, where do you go with your food at this time of year?
Purely comfort. There is something about this time of year that makes me feel I want everything I eat to be like a sort of warm, cozy blanket. And so I choose things that are a little bit richer than they would be at any other time of year. And I choose things that also remind me of when I was younger, when I was a child. It's a very good time, I think, to press the nostalgic button on the food scene.
So what are these things?
Well, they're things that smell of Christmas. So anything with clementines and mandarin oranges, anything with marmalade, anything with, I suppose, spices and sugar. It's the sweet mincemeat and treacle and golden syrup and maple syrup. Things that are sugary. And of course, there's a practical reason for this, because they give us energy, they keep us warm. Mm-hmm. But also, they're very comforting on the tongue, and they remind us, I think, of when we were younger and could be much more carefree with the amount of sweets we ate.
This sounds all lovely and it's sweet, but what about on the savoury side?
Well, on the savoury side, Christmas is extraordinary here because everybody wants, in theory, new ideas. Oh, we want something new for Christmas to read about. We want something to look at in a book or a magazine, or maybe even possibly dream of cooking something totally different. But when it actually comes to the crunch, don't even think of doing anything that isn't traditional. We really want the big bird. You know, we want something to carve, something golden to bring to the table, to say welcome, a big hello, to put it in the middle of the table. We want rather too many vegetables, and we want sweet and sticky and alcoholic puddings. And don't think about doing anything else.
Do you do food gifts at all?
Well, I hadn't used to do food gifts. But the strange thing is that the older I get, the more I realise that actually people are quite difficult to buy for, particularly people that you've given gifts to for a number of years. And yet, make something yourself and wrap it up and hand it to them. And you just see their eyes light up. And I think it's partly because it isn't something they've got to think, oh, thank you so much, and they don't really want. But it's also something that you have had a hand in, and you've actually made it in your own kitchen. And I think that that is as big a gift, as good a gift as you can give.
How do you actually celebrate? Do you have a large group of people? Does it tend to be more intimate?
As the years go by, my Christmases get smaller, fewer people. In fact, I have even spent a Christmas on my own once, and I have to say thoroughly enjoyed it. But don't tell anyone. But, you know, I do all the things. Whether it's a big Christmas or just something intimate, I do all the things that you would do. I decorate the tree, which is the favourite time of the year, hanging little cookies on the tree, and I love all that. I make the mince pies. The idea that there is something in the house for somebody who calls. I make something for the carol singers. And Christmas itself, it's not just about the big meal. I know we all think about this one great big meal, but I know what happens in my house, that Christmas is actually a lot of little meals strung together and separated throughout the season. They've got to be just as special as the big meal, because they're people you don't see very often, but not the actual Christmas meal itself. They've got to be something slightly different.
I think I might wander over to your house soon.
Oh, please, please do. You'd be very, very welcome.
Oh, thank you. Nigel, may it be a very happy Christmas for you.
Thank you, and you too.
Nigel Slater's latest book is Tender, A Cook and His Vegetable Patch. Don't you want to just get on a plane, head for London, and knock on Nigel's door? I mean, really. Well, for a little sticky and a very crunchy sweet, bake a five-nut cake. caramel tart and serve it with small clementine oranges to eat with your fingers. You're going to find it all on the website, splendidtable.org.